Best Idea Ever by Entangled Now. It is rated for teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. For the fandom Supernatural, with the relationship Sam-Lucifer, and additional tags for drugs and crack. Summary. In which Sam is made compliant in the hopes that it will make him say yes. Sam feels strange. The stuff the demons made him drink had tasted foul. But he's feeling kind of okay about that, because they're taking him somewhere, and they promised he'd like it. He's going to have to agree with them, because he's feeling really happy about the whole thing. He loves this. "You're really strong," he tells the demon hauling him. Because he really is. He pretty much picked up Sam with one arm, and Sam's not exactly small. Sam's huge. He's like the biggest person he's ever met. The biggest real person that wasn't secretly a monster. Well, okay. Maybe the demon is technically a monster, but he's still person-shaped. He's helping Sam walk, sort of. There's a lot of Sam, and at the moment, most of it isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. Which is weird, but it's good that everyone's so helpful. The other demon, the one who's not helping Sam, laughs and says something to the other one that's holding his arm. Why don't they have names? It's all very confusing. Also, his skin is doing this weird twitching clench and release thing. Like his whole body wants to sneeze. In a good way. Not like an orgasm, though. More like a happy sneeze. One of the demons is laughing now. And Sam thinks maybe he said that all out loud. He knows where they're going, though. They're going to see Lucifer, which he's pretty sure he wouldn't have done yesterday, what with the trying to kill them all and everything. But today it's like the best idea ever, because Lucifer is an angel, and angels are awesome. Also, he's kind of the devil, but that's not a secret, so it's okay for Sam to know. Or is it the other way around? Maybe the secret is that he's an angel. He wants to ask Sam a question. Sam's pretty smart, so he'll probably know the answer. Being helpful is awesome. Then all of the demons are suddenly not holding him up anymore. Sam's wobbling about like he has four legs instead of two, and there's way more of him than even he thought there was. "Thanks, guys," he manages, because it's only polite after they helped him all the way here. He kind of thinks maybe he should have hugged them or something, but they're gone now. Lucifer doesn't look so good. He looks terrible, all burning up and painful looking, and that's really, really sad. He doesn't look very happy either, and Sam thinks the demons that came in with him are kind of in trouble, which is bad, and maybe that's his fault. A lot of things turn out to be his fault. Lucifer's not really finished talking, but Sam takes two steps forward and wraps his arms around him anyway. The talking stops really quickly. Lucifer is really, really warm, all stiffness and strange tension. But that's okay. Sometimes it takes a while to accept that you need a hug. Sometimes you don't think you deserve one. "I'm sorry that everyone hates you," Sam says. Sam doesn't let go, even when Lucifer's arms move like he maybe wants to ease Sam away. Sam winds his arms all the way round his back and presses their cheeks together. "You're really warm," Sam tells him. He can hear someone snickering somewhere. They're probably just jealous. Horribly jealous, because they're not getting a hug. The noise stops really quickly, though. Sam. I love you, Sam says, because it's true. He loves everyone. Everyone is awesome and deserves to be loved, even Lucifer. Especially Lucifer, who's evil and probably never got any hugs, ever. Ever. Even if you want to kill everyone and steal my body and do terrible things with it, I still love you. Lucifer goes very, very still. You can hug back if you like, Sam offers, because he knows they're not supposed to like each other, and maybe Lucifer thinks he's not allowed. Only then it's totally okay, because there's a sort of slow and awkward pressing catch of fingers into his back, like Lucifer's never hugged anyone before. Sam's confident that Lucifer will get it, though, because hugging is easy. You just sort of fall into each other and hold on. I can't feel my legs, Sam offers in a conversational sort of way. He's fairly sure he's going to fall down in a minute due to lack of leg control. But it turns out Lucifer's really strong, too.